This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Julie Cavanaugh joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
And we're gonna talk about Finn. Finn just had a special moment. He had his 2-year heart-iversary. So tell everybody about his heart-iversary.
Yeah, so Finn was born with a congenital heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot. It's a heart defect compromised of 4 different defects that affects normal blood flow to the body, resulting in babies turning blue at birth.
Wow.
So he had open heart surgery at 3 months old, where they put him on bypass. So they completely stopped his heart, rebuilt it, and then restarted his heart. So every year we celebrate the day that kind of saved his life when he had his life-changing surgery. And on February 6th, he celebrated 2 years with his new heart.
Wow, he's got to be a tough young man.
He is. Yeah, he is. He's the youngest of 3, so he holds his own.
I just can't imagine what that's like as a parent where, you know, your child is born, you're just hoping they have all their fingers and toes and they come out healthy, and then you get this news that they have to have open heart surgery at 3 months and it's going to be this long journey. What's that like for you?
For sure, yeah. I mean, Finn was diagnosed in utero, so we knew before he was born that he had tetralogy of Fallot, and I think the best way I can explain it is kind of when something is wrong with your child, the universe kind of shrinks down to what's wrong with your child. And it's all you can really focus on. But kind of from the moment he was born, he just defied every expectation. Finn never turned blue. He never had what they call a PET spell, which is where their oxygen drops and they stop breathing and need interventions to help them breathe. He kind of just continuously defied the doctor's expectations. And we've kind of shifted our mind as this is something that is going to be cured to something that is going to be a journey for Finn. And ever since we've kind of had that mind shift, we've gone along for the ride and let Finn kind of take the lead because he is ridiculously resilient.
So you're doing a fundraiser again this year. I'm reading you want to raise $3,000. What is the fundraiser that you're participating in and how can we help?
Sure. So we do the every year we participate in the Children's Heart Foundation's annual congenital heart defect walk, which the Children's Heart Foundation's main goal is to raise money for really vital research for treatment, diagnosis and surgery for the management of congenital heart defects. So the congenital heart walk every year is one of their biggest fundraisers. And it takes place at the Franklin Park Zoo this year on May 17th. And our team is Team Finn's Fam. And we are currently in fourth place, but hoping to bump that up.
Oh, we can bump those numbers up.
Well, I'm looking at the fundraising page, and it looks like you actually increased your goal because you're at about $2,900 right now, and your goal is actually $4,000. Is that correct?
Amazing. Yeah, so we've had some pretty amazing donations already. We've got a really big village that helps support Finn, and we've had some pretty amazing people donate already. So we're really hoping this year we can bump our goal up to $4,000.
Fourth place isn't good enough. We got to get Finn on the podium. Top three or bust.
That would be great. We would love to be in the top three.
Here's probably the easiest way to do it. If you want to text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and then we will share the link to Finn's fam, to their team fundraising page. Again, the event is happening at the Franklin Park Zoo on May 17th at 7 a.m. Again, you text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We will text you over a link to Julie's fundraising page for Finn. I mean, I can't imagine just having a two-year-old and having to watch all of that as a parent, like Dan said. But as you mentioned, he just sounds like he's a pretty tough kid.
He's a superhero.
He is.
Well, we are going to make you now officially a member. You and Finn are members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, Julie.
Thank you.
Kennedy's not here to say woohoo.
That's okay.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story with Finn. And again, if you want to get a link to that donation page, just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Thanks so much for coming on this morning, Julie, and sharing that with us.
Thanks so much.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear your story. Maybe it's about your kid or somebody in your family or just something great going on at work today. Like your boss said, you don't have to send in that email and tell everybody what you did for the past week. 617-655-1234. If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, again, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, Kennedy's dog. Elvis passing away on Sunday night into Monday. Talked to her a little bit yesterday just via text, and she's still just not feeling quite herself, which is totally understandable. I mean, she's had Elvis, what, 13 years?
13 years.
Yeah, it's like a family member to her. And that leads into our first story. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's dog, Hob, sadly just passed away as well. He wrote a touching tribute to him on social media. He had a George Strait song playing in the background, What's Going On in Your World, and he said, one of my favorite songs felt appropriate here as I wonder what's going on in his new world because I know it's like, I know what it's like in mine. He went on to say he's not sure how spirits work, but come back and visit every once in a while so we can get in trouble and laugh again. R.I.P. Hobbs. Do you think that was named after a character from Fast and Furious?
Well, he was Hobbs in the Fast and Furious, so I imagine he wanted him.
Was that his character's name? I couldn't
remember.
Yeah,
it was like Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, okay. Oh,
good. I wonder if he wanted to be named after his dog.
So I... You think his dog's name was Hobbs and they were looking for a character name for the movie?
He's like, I got one.
Okay, good. In November, Blake Shelton and Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan introduced a new singing competition show. It is called The Road. It'll air on CBS sometime in the fall. And we now have more of a description of the show. And I think this is pretty interesting. So The Road will offer viewers a backstage pass into the gritty and unforgiving life of a touring artist. Viewers will see what happens when some of the best up-and-coming performers pile into a tour bus and tackle a grueling schedule in pursuit of their dreams.
I don't know how Taylor Sheridan has time. He has 19 TV shows.
Yeah, with all the money that's coming in, I'm sure he's got people to help run them all. Blake Shelton will not be the only country music artist to star on the show. It's just announced that Keith Urban will serve as a headliner. So Keith will perform his biggest hits and new music alongside the musical hopefuls in a series of shows, kind of a mentor, if you will. I think this is kind of interesting. I think it's a spin on what we've seen with other singing competition shows to put them out on the road, because I think that's something that a lot of artists that haven't made it yet don't understand, the grind that is involved with that.
Absolute grind.
I have some interesting news about Bill Belichick. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk some music. So Oasis announced a big tour, right? Well, now it sounds like the show might not be as long as fans were hoping. So the rumors are that it's going to be a really short set. And one person sent out a message on X directly at Liam from Oasis. Got to play Wonderwall in the background, right?
This entire tour sold out arenas in like 10 seconds when it was announced.
So the person wrote, people are saying the gigs will only last 1 hour. Please tell them you were joking. And he wrote back on X, just under 59 minutes and 59 seconds. So do you think it's a joke? Do you think they're only going to play an hour set?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's a joke. Well, they're definitely trolls, but also saying Oasis doesn't care about their fans is not a stretch.
Right.
They broke up 14 times because the brothers kept fist fighting on stage.
I don't think it's a joke. I think they're going to play an hour-long show and walk off stage and not care what you think because that's Oasis. And last year, there was some drama with the When We Were Young Festival and the organizers. I don't know if you remember this, but the All-American Rejects pulled out of the show back in 2023 because there was just drama with the management. They got a new management team, and then they weren't doing all the things they were supposed to do for them to be able to perform. But this year's festival sold out in just a matter of minutes. It's happening at the Las Vegas Festival grounds, and it is so popular now that they have added a second date for this show. So it will be October 18th and 19th in Vegas. The tickets for the second show go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. I don't know if you've seen the lineup for this show.
I have. It's a pop punk masterclass.
It's crazy. Listen to this. Panic at the Disco, Blink 182, Weezer, Avril Lavigne, The Offspring, All Time Low, The Used, Bad Religion, Yellow Card, Simple Plan, Jax, Mannequin, Breathe Carolina, We the Kings, Plain White Tees, The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and that's only about half the artists. Mm-hmm. Going to be playing over the course of the 2 days. All right, let's get to this Bill Belichick story. I don't know if you saw this video or not, but Bill Belichick, we know he's a hardworking man, and he's on a mission to rebuild that North Carolina football program into a perennial contender. Right, Dan?
We'll see what happens there.
Well, it should come as no surprise that he was caught snoozing while out with his 23-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, at a UNC basketball game.
She's 24. Don't act like she's so young.
Oh, I apologize. Is she 24
she's
now?
She's 24.
She had a birthday recently. Did I miss that? So the TikTok account, The Carolina Cockroach, posted a video of the couple enjoying a game from the stands. Hudson can be seen taking in the action with a friend who was with them, while Belichick was spotted casually sitting back, at times looking at his phone and at other times sleeping. And one fan noted on TikTok, it looks like she's a bored teenager hanging with her pawpaw.
Of course he was sleeping. He's 72 years old. As soon as men creep over the threshold of 70 years old,
right,
they can sleep anywhere. My father is 72. He could nod off in a war zone. It's just, I don't know what it is as a man. As soon as you pass 70, you can just put your hat down and you're out.
And just in some news around that world of Bill Belichick, did you catch some rumors about future Hall of Fame tight end Rob Gronkowski? He is reportedly interested in making a return to the NFL. League sources say the four-time Super Bowl champion Rob Gronkowski is considering a return to the NFL, and the reports are that it could be the Denver Broncos as a landing
place.
He's
not coming back.
No?
No.
Why do you?
And if he was coming back, he wouldn't go to the Broncos.
Why?
Because they suck.
Where's his girlfriend from?
He's coming back to go join a mediocre team?
Don't they have Bo Nix? They have a good team. They have a brand new quarterback.
The Chiefs and the Eagles have good teams. The Broncos are in.
The Broncos have a decent young team with a quarterback who's going to do really well. I mean, he was like up there in the rookie of the year voting, wasn't he?
Go put some money on Rob Gronkowski's comeback then if you're so confident.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm putting my money where my mouth is, but anyway, that's what I got. I think it's kind of funny, though. I'd like to see him come back.
I think Bill Belichick falling asleep at a basketball game and his 24-year-old girlfriend having to elbow him in the ribs. Like, wake up, Grandpa.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no.
Can't Conquer Carson is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event is here. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
We got lucky on your birthday.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Who are you talking to?
This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Carson, say what's up to Darlene from Littleton.
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm great. Is there somebody in your car that has a birthday today?
Oh, yes. How do you know? My son, Owen.
How old is Owen?
Owen is 17.
What's up, Owen?
How are we doing?
I knew that big voice was coming.
That's
in.
A whole man right there.
Yeah, that is.
Well, hopefully you guys start his birthday with $100.
Well, I can't believe we got through. We try almost every morning on the way to school, and today's our lucky day.
Right, can you both please kick Carson out of the studio?
All right, Carson, would you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Darlene. And good luck, Owen.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Question one. Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg's cereal brand. Which Kellogg cereal has the slogan, "They're great"?
Frosted Flakes.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's home was burglarized. Kidman and Urban live in which country where they are both from?
Australia.
The 48th season of Survivor premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS. Who has hosted Survivor since its inception?
Jeff Probst.
How are you saying that last name?
P-R-O-B-S-T.
All right, then you spelled it. We'll give that to you. Question four.
Okay,
a marketing firm says Taylor Swift brings in $1 billion of publicity to the NFL. Even when she was booed at the Super Bowl, it was good for business because it kept the conversation going. She should really bill them. What is Taylor Swift's most recent album?
Owen, what is...
Is it I Can Do It With a Broken Heart?
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
And question number five. Chris Pratt says his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, inherited her dad, Arnold's, toughness, saying as a parenting team, she is more of the authoritarian. Who is Katherine's mom?
The dark-haired woman. Oh, my goodness.
Your inner monologue is fun.
I'm sorry.
It's great.
Jackie O.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! You guys doing anything for Owen's birthday?
Well, he's going to school, and then we're going to celebrate later tonight.
Nice. Where do you go to school, Owen?
I go to BB&N in Cambridge.
BB&N. That is a very nice school.
All right, Carson. Yeah. So Darlene and Owen, they got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice.
Are you ready?
That
is really good.
Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg cereal brand.
Okay.
Which Kellogg cereal has the slogan, "They're great"?
Frosted Flakes, Dan. All-time classic. Top five cereal of all time.
I'll derail the whole show. Question number two. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's home was burglarized.
Oh.
Kidman and Urban live in which country where they are both from?
Australia.
That is correct. 2-2. The 48th season of Survivor premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS.
Okay.
Who has hosted Survivor since its inception?
Jeff Probst.
That is correct. 3-3. A marketing firm says Taylor Swift brings in $1 billion of publicity to the NFL.
I believe
just
that.
By being there.
Yeah.
Even when she was booed at the Super Bowl, it was good for business because it keeps the conversation going.
Of course.
She should charge them. What is Taylor's most recent album called?
Let's see. Her most recent album is at Midnights?
TTPD, baby. The Tortured Poets Department.
I forgot about that.
Give me your Swiftie card.
I got to give you back my sweatshirt. God.
3-3 going to question number five. Chris Pratt says his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, inherited her dad, Arnold's, toughness, saying as a parenting team, she is the authority.
Okay.
Who is Katherine's mom?
That is... Maria Shriver?
Look at you. That is correct. 4-3.
Yes.
I had to think about it for a minute.
Of the Kennedy clan, yes.
Yes, of course.
Congratulations, Carson. You get the dub, 4-3.
Wow.
You don't want Owen to have a happy birthday.
Listen, we can't say it. Damn. Now we're going to get in trouble. We are not allowed to use the words happy birth or day on the air. We don't own the rights to this. So.
Nah, put it on my tab.
Okay, good deal.
Darlene, is there anything the two of you would like to say before we get out of here?
Well, it looks like Darlene and Owen from Littleton cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we're going to try something new on the show. Am I the masshole? And I'm going to tell you, I think you are, Dan, in this situation. I might be tainting the jury pool.
You sure are. You haven't even let me tell the story yet.
617-655-1234. You can call or text after you hear the story and help us determine whether or not you think Dan is the masshole in this situation. Kennedy is out today. So you guys went to see a comedy show over the weekend, you and your girlfriend.
Yes, she got tickets to see Nikki Glaser as a Christmas present. She's a big fan. So we went on Friday night. And she was doing two shows Friday night. She was doing an early show that started at like 7 and a late show that starts at like 9:30 or something like that. So we went to the early show. It was fantastic. We had a great time. It ends about 8:30. So now it's 8:30 on a Friday night. We're riding the high of just doing the show. Like, well, let's go out. Let's go across the street to the Nash Bar. You know, they'll probably get a band going. Let's keep this going.
Right.
So we go across the street. And it is that weird gray area between the early show getting out and the late show not going in yet.
It's utter chaos over there.
So it is the Wild West because both groups of people are now right across the street in his bar.
My buddy Joe bartends at the bar next door at the W, and he told me he's never made so many
espresso martinis. Yeah, Nikki Glaser's an espresso martini crowd for sure.
That's he's like he made like 50 of them over the weekend while she was there.
Yeah, no, she packed the place out and everybody was hanging around.
Right.
So we walk into the bar and it is the Wild West in there. There's nowhere to sit. So we kind of just shimmy through this herd of people and we go just behind the bar where everyone is seated. There's no seats.
Okay.
But there's like a space that is filled with people just kind of lingering about. So we get in, we kind of wait and flag the bartender down, and we get our drink orders in, and it's been like maybe 10, 15 minutes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He brings our drinks over, and we just happen to strike up a conversation with these two older guys who are right in front of us. And now you could tell they're not like Nikki Glaser fans, but they saw the roast of Tom Brady and thought she was hilarious.
Okay.
So now they're kind of just peppering us with like, what was it like? What's her stand-up like? Was it funny? And we have a conversation with these two guys. They're very nice. And now it's been about 20, 25 minutes, but I also scoped out sitting behind them when I walked in because I could see that their food was done, their beer was almost empty, and they were going to the next show. I was like, this is a good move to weasel in here. So now after we've been talking and he kind of does the wave to get the check and we're making our move, somebody throws a hand on the back of one of the chairs.
Okay.
And it's this woman who has been standing next to us to my right with her and her boyfriend.
Right.
And she goes, we're going to sit here.
Okay.
Now, she didn't say, excuse me, we've been waiting a while. Do you mind? Can I sit here? She grabs the chair, looks at me, and goes, yeah, we're going to sit here.
Okay.
And I went, and that fired some kind of combatant thing in my brain. It was like, I would rather die than let you sit here. And I go, no, we're going to sit here.
This is where the masshole part comes
and
in.
And she goes, well, we've been waiting 45 minutes. You just walked in 20 minutes ago. And I said, is your name on a list?
Oh,
she goes, no. Damn. I said, well, we've been talking to these guys for the last 20 minutes. They haven't mentioned you. So I guess it's not your seat. And now she's getting mad. And the guy, after they pay the bill, because we've been chatting with them friendly, he turns around and goes, do you guys want our seats? And now she's right next to me. I go, thank you, man. That's so nice. We would love your seats. I appreciate that, brother. And now she is.
Now, they're not, to be fair, they're not his seats to give to you.
They're, to be fair, they ain't her seats either.
But she's been there 45 minutes waiting, and she was standing right next to you.
But I sat right there. And if she had said, hey, man, we've been waiting a long time. We're trying to get a food order in before the show or something.
Right.
I would have probably been like, you know what? Go ahead. We got nothing but time.
But if I...
She came up to me,
right.
And it hit me in a spot, and I was like, no. You are going to stand until you die.
But flip it the other way around. If you and the person you were with had been standing right next, and then these two people come in, and they've only been there 15, 20 minutes, and then they swipe these two chairs, and you've been there for 45 minutes, you'd have been like, excuse me, we're waiting for those.
I'd have said, Robin's racing, baby. Listen, am I saying I'm super proud of it? No.
Right.
But it happened.
So now, you take the seats.
So, yeah, of course we take the seats, because it's a madhouse in there. You're not getting seats.
And what did she say?
So now we sit down. And this woman goes off. Not to me, to her very quiet boyfriend.
Right.
But they're right next to us.
Uh-huh.
And she's just going, she's saying it loud enough indirectly for me to hear. Like that was her goal.
Right.
And she's saying, we've been waiting 45 minutes. What a head move. This guy's a scumbag. I can't believe this. And now I'm sitting here like, and I've just had my head turned.
to towards my girlfriend because, like, I don't want to engage.
Right.
Because she's looking for me to engage.
Right.
And also part of me was like, I'm probably in the wrong here. So I knew that in my heart. But so my girlfriend at one point even goes, what are you doing? Because I haven't answered any of her questions to me.
I'm being a asshole. Leave me alone.
And I was like, I'm just engrossed in this person behind me because she can't hear because it's a loud bar, but I can hear everything.
You know,
she's like, what's going on with you? And I was like, sorry, there's just something happening over here. And then she finally calmed down and got the seat.
Right.
And as she was leaving to go to the late show.
Oh, did she chirp you?
Yeah, she stops and goes, have a great night, guys.
Oh, I love her.
And I just want you to.
I love her. 617-655-1234. All right. You now get to, maybe you're on Dan's side and you think he wasn't an asshole in this situation.
Honestly, I could see how I was, but also screw that lady.
Yeah.
She wasn't nice either.
Well, she had been sitting there for 45 minutes and saw what you were doing.
The opening salvo was not kind.
Yeah.
Coming over and said, we're sitting here is not how you start a conversation with me.
Sure.
Because it put me in a place.
Right. But you knew she had been there. You said you saw them when you got there.
Was there reservations? Did she put her name on a list? Or were we all just standing in a bar?
No, that kind gentleman said,
hey, would you like our seats? And I said, you know what? I'd love them.
They weren't his seats to give away, Dan.
They weren't her seats either.
She was waiting. She was next in line.
What are you, her lawyer?
617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So the question is Dan the masshole in this situation? He and his girlfriend went to the Nikki Glaser show over the weekend. After the show, they pop into Nash Bar right there.
Yep, wonderful place.
Which is a madhouse because one show has just gotten out. Her next show is going to be beginning soon.
So both shows of people are crammed into this bar.
Right, and so you've camped out behind these two people. When they get up to leave, you go to take the seats, and the woman...
Well, the seats were offered to me.
They weren't their seats to be given
but
to.
But I sat behind them and spoke to them for 20 minutes. They said, we like these seats.
But the people next to you had been standing there for 45 minutes.
I'm just
waiting.
Saying, tell the story correctly.
I'm
not how you want it to be said.
We're going to get to that in a moment. 617-655-1234. Is Dan the masshole in this situation? Was the lady rude in the way she approached Dan, saying, we're going to take the seats? Were they Dan's seats to grab? We're going to start first with Dave from Revere. Is Dan the masshole, Dave?
No, he's definitely not. It's. I've been there, I've done that. And when Dan said something clicked and he just had to defend, I've been there. It's survival of the fittest in an environment like that. And
that's right.
Survival. It's a bar.
It's okay? Kill or be killed out there, Carson.
You're not in a foxhole.
You want to stand for the rest of your life or you want to sit?
You're just trying to get a mimosa, okay? Ease up. Steve is from Watertown. Is Dan the masshole?
Absolutely not.
I'm noticing a pattern here, Dan. Why do you think he's not, Steve?
He did the legwork to get in there, talk to the guys, and be ready to take over. And from a bartender standpoint, I would rather have Dan there than the other people because I know he's going to spend more time since he's not leaving to go to the show.
Kate is from Uxbridge. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Is Dan the masshole?
No, he's not.
Why do you believe that?
It's just, I feel like common sense when you're out at a bar at this point. She saw you walk in. She saw you strike up the conversation. She should have said, I got to move on. It's not, I lost these seats now.
That one I could agree with. Maybe she should have said something when you first got there, like, hey, we got an eye on these. Right.
Yes. If she nicely said, hey, you know, we've been waiting for these seats. We've been trying to get these. That's one thing. But, like, once they started striking up a conversation, if it was me, I would have been like, we lost out on these. We got to find someone else who's leaving next.
I'm noticing like, all these phone calls that Dan has taken are all for the side of Dan.
These are the people who called in.
Uh-huh. Who's screening these calls this morning, Dan?
Sorry that you want me to not be right.
Bob is from Maynard. What do you think, Bob?
I would tell her to eat boogers and die. You know, I agree with Dan.
Okay, that was a little aggressive. Thank you, Bob. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hi, guys.
This is Dan's girlfriend, who was there when all of this unfolded.
You called my girlfriend?
I did.
You're such a petty.
Dan, I'm having a panic attack. I'm okay.
Hi, baby.
Hi, honey.
So he said you didn't know any of this was happening or the interaction that he had with that woman, did you?
No. So I had no idea what was being said. I was talking to the two guys in front of us, and I noticed Dan turned to the woman next to us and was saying something I couldn't hear because it was so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't know anything really happened until, because Dan was like frozen when we finally got the seats. He wasn't saying anything to me. And I was like, what's going on with you? He's like, nothing. Like, this
I was locked in on this lady's
no,
tirade.
He was, you know what he was
saying? A lot of rude things.
Yeah, he's like, I was just an asshole to this woman because she was rude to me, is kind of what.
And when she walked by and screamed, have a great night, I jumped. Because I didn't know why she was so upset. And I look at Dan, I go, what did you say to her?
A few things. But we got
like,
those seats, right?
Like, but, honey. Yeah, but he looked at me kind of like with a dog with his tail between his legs. And he was like, this is what I said. And I go, okay. And then he starts reflecting. He goes, I could have said something better, right? I go, mm-hmm. I was like, next time we know how to handle it. Next time we know what to say.
All right. I'm not saying this story covered me in glory. It's not my best showing. But it just...
No, but for real, Dan, the way she acted after she left, though, and she, like, screamed and I jumped and I didn't know. I was a part of your little, like, puzzle. So the way that she screamed at both of us...
Kelly just caught your shrapnel.
Exactly. I'm automatically on your side. I'm like, yeah, no. Forget her.
Yeah, that lady's a jerk.
So that's what a lot of people are saying,
honey.
That from the 508, she mass-holed you, but Dan, you out-mass-holed her.
That's survival of the fittest out here, Carson.
Thank you, Kaylee.
You got to get in where you, I cannot believe you called her.
From the 617. Carson, it's not just a bar. It's a Boston bar. 100% survival of the fittest. And as a bartender, I would have preferred Dan sitting there more than that woman.
You didn't like how this went, do you?
No, not at all. I really didn't think it was going to go this way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Oh, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Camping Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Tina from Melrose.
Tina, what's going on?
Hello. I'm pulled over, ready to play.
Melrose is home to my favorite Mexican restaurant of all time.
Yes, you talk about it, and we love that restaurant,
too. It is on my brain 24/7. In fact, my wife and I were just talking about it the other day. We haven't been in, like, probably 2 months. We need our Mexican.
Yeah, the refried beans. Good.
Oh, I didn't even know they had food. I just go for the margaritas.
Oh.
They have food?
All right, Tina, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
All right, Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Tina.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We're going to give you $100. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The 10,000th episode of The Price is Right airs today. Over the years, 75,000 different people have been told to come on down. Who has hosted the most Price is Right episodes over the show's history?
Bob Barker?
Bill Belichick went viral for attending a UNC basketball game with his girlfriend and then falling asleep in the middle of it because he's a man in his 70s and that's what they do. What are UNC's athletic teams called?
Oh... I don't know.
All right, question number 3. A list of movies that define millennials includes Mean Girls, Superbad, The Mummy, and Harry Potter. In Superbad, where is McLovin's fake ID from?
Illinois?
Question number 4. Nate Ruse turns 43 today. He was the lead singer of this band, also featuring Jack Antonoff. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name the band. Tonight. Can you name that band?
I'm drawing a blank.
And question number 5. Warner Brothers Studio was asking a town in Oklahoma to get rid of its 40-foot-tall giant leg lamp replica statue because it violates their copyright and trademark infringement. Which classic holiday film has a leg lamp as a running gag?
These questions are hard today. I don't know. I got a lot of questions answered correct yesterday, but not today.
You know, we hear it's always harder when you're on the radio.
The pressure's on. The pressure is on.
Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Remix.
That was fast. And Kennedy always says if it's fast, they do well.
Well, not all the time.
Oh, okay.
Tina from Melrose got 1 out of 5 correct.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Suits.
The Mexican suits.
Yeah, you can drown your sorrows in Mexico lindo.
sounds good. Sounds
Carson,
good.
Are you ready?
Yes. I always go for the, what is it they bring when it's always, it's still sizzling in the little.
It's fajitas.
The fajitas are so good at Mexico lindo. All right, 1 out of 5. Let's do it.
Question number one. The 10,000th episode of The Price is Right airs today.
Wow.
Over the years, 75,000 people have been told to come on down.
Okay.
Who has hosted the most Price is Right episodes over the show's history?
Wow. That's kind of that's like a 50-50, isn't it? I mean, Bob.
No, there's an answer.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's a tough question. I'm going to say... Well, I'm going to say Bob Barker right now. Okay.
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's
Bob
not?
Barker. Yeah.
Okay.
He hosted for 35 years.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. I just wasn't sure how long Drew Carey had been there.
Less than 20 so far.
Oh.
Bill Belichick went viral for attending a UNC basketball game with his girlfriend and then falling asleep in the middle of it.
He nodded off. He's a little tired.
Yeah, it's just grandpa things.
I mean, look at his 24-year-old girlfriend. If I were that age, I'd be tired too.
What are UNC athletic teams called?
The Tar Heels, Dan.
That is correct. 2-1. A list of movies that define millennials includes Mean Girls, Superbad, The Mummy, and Harry Potter. Where is McLovin's fake ID from in Superbad?
Oh. His fake ID. I don't know. Illinois.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. That's
old
right.
Enough
that's
to party.
Right. That's right. That's right.
2-1. Question number 4. Nate Roos turns 43 today. He was the lead singer of this band, also featuring Jack Antonoff. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name them, please.
Tonight, we are young.
So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
That is fun, period.
That is correct, period.
You know that Jack Antonoff produced Taste from Sabrina Carpenter?
No.
Yeah.
Basically every pop hit of the last decade is Jack Antonoff or Benny Blanco.
Yep.
Question number 5. Warner Brothers Studio is asking a town in Oklahoma to get rid of its 40-foot-tall giant leg lamp because it violates their copyright and trademarks. Which classic holiday movie has a leg lamp in the window as a running gag?
Is that Home Alone? Oh, wait. Not Home Alone. Elf. Bad Santa. Die Hard.
A Christmas Story.
Oh, God, I'm an idiot.
It says Fragile. It must be Italian.
It must be Italian.
3-1 is the final score.
Oh, my gosh.
Tina, unfortunately, we cannot give you $100 of Sal's money, but we do appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anything
I'll
you would like?
I'll see you at Mexico Lindo. Carson.
People are now texting in their favorite dishes from Mexico Lindo. Somebody said the chicken tortilla soup is amazing also.
The more you know. Hashtag not an ad.
Hashtag not an ad.
Tina, what do you want to say before we get out of here?
My name is Tina from Melrose, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We were talking about this on the show yesterday, that my son, who is now 14, has lost 4 lunchboxes since the beginning of this school year.
4 lunchboxes since September is a wild statistic.
Somebody suggested an AirTag on this lunchbox. It's not a bad idea.
Like, where are they all going?
I know. I don't know.
What is, the context behind losing 4 lunchboxes?
But he lost 3 or 4 of them last year. And so now I'm starting to think we got to do a better job of helping him understand, financial responsibilities. Because I don't think he gets it. It's not connecting yet.
These cost money and aren't just falling out of the sky.
Right, because he's like, I'll buy a new one. So he takes his green light and he buys a new one. But that was our money. And he gets a little bit of money for doing his chores, and he puts money away in a savings, and he gives a little bit to church. But I'm not sure if what we're doing is really clicking, because it's just... We can just see him doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
I got a thing the other day, a charge on my car, $10 for Ball Stars. And I was like, what was that? He's like, oh, it was for the game. I was like, you don't have $10 for Brawl Stars.
But I needed new skins, Dad.
So people started texting in outside of that, of like things that they do with their kids or things that their parents did with them that were—
to instill financial responsibility.
But also were a little bit unorthodox, which I like. I want to hear, what are your tips for trying something with a kid at that age to help them understand, hey, this is actually real money, and there's not, in fact, a money tree out back.
Instead of just saying, if you lose another lunchbox, you're going to have air for lunch.
Right. 617-655-1234. If you're raising a fiscally responsible child, I need to hear about it, because we are not. Really? We're going to bring on my nemesis on the show, Dan? Is that what this is?
He's a wise man.
Aaron the Trash Guy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit apprehensive about financial tips.
No, this is going to be some good advice, because I care so much about you.
All right, what do you got for a parent?
So one thing we did was, with my oldest son, we used fake money that, you know, like that he got for chores and stuff. But from that, he had to pay rent, electricity, food from that. And if he couldn't pay his bills, hey, if his PlayStation gets repoed because he can't pay, then that's on him. And they kind of learn real quick.
Oh, I like this.
So your kid had utilities at 12.
Yeah, hey, you got to teach him young, right?
Wow, I never thought of that before.
I love the repossessing of the stuff. PlayStation?
And if he has extra money from the stuff that he does, and if you want to convert that to his green light money, then he can do it like that.
Wow, that is actually really good. I never thought of it like that, because normally if we're taking away the PlayStation, he's getting in trouble for something else, like he's getting grounded for grades or, you know, whatever. But I never thought of repossessing it as a financial thing.
Yeah, well, if they learn, they have to earn it, right? It's not a given that it's there.
Look at you, Aaron the Trash Guy. Look at you. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, we could be friends on a Wednesday.
617-655-1234. Let's see, Dan. We have, is it Suman? Good morning. How are you?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
What is your advice, Suman?
So they're 10. They're twin boys. And by the way, you live in Charleston. I go to Bunker Hill for work. So they go to a Brookline private school. And not the lunchbox, but one of the boy, Neil, lost like jacket and gloves, like a ski gloves. And then water bottle almost every alternative day. So what we did, they have a piggy bank, and right now he has $187.
Okay.
Just from grocery, backyard cleaning, all of those.
Right, we doing chores and things like that, right.
And it's heartbroken. When he counted every month, I said, here is the $10 gone. And it's working, actually. Literally, he's not there yet, but 90% solved. We just take the money from his piggy bank. Piggy bank is like his bank, his savings. So that's one of the strategies we did. And he understands that I have the savings. And then he said, it's very funny, can you have a bank account? Because you're taking money from me. So it's like, I can have my money safe in the bank account. So
that's— I love that. And you're right, it's not just lunchboxes. Barrett has lost multiple jackets, the gloves, like all of it. Thank you, Suman. I appreciate that. Let's see. Gina's from Danvers. Good morning, Gina.
So my advice is that, as a mother of five, I have had to make my son work from the very beginning. Can I get 15 jelly munchkins? Sorry, I apologize. I'm in the drive-thru. But I've made my son start working as soon as he turned 14 and could get a work license, so that he could understand what it's like to have money and have to pay for things on his own.
And you said you have five?
I do.
Oh, my God. So that's a good idea, actually, because Barrett is now 14 years old. I was babysitting at probably 12 years old and making money. You're absolutely right. I love that. Let me grab Melissa real quick from Holbrook. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
What is your idea?
So our child did the whole thing with the Fortnite skins on PayPal, racked up a ton of money in like a night with his friends. And what I did was I reported it to PayPal as fraud. And they said, all right, if this is fraud, then, I said it was like a young child or whatever. And they said, well, if it's fraud, then we're going to shut down his Fortnite account. And I said, okay, you can do that. And we had a conversation with our child and his friends that are at our house. And we said, that is stealing. You did not have our permission to spend this money. And that is what it is. These are your consequences. Your whole Fortnite account is gone. And
wow. How much did they spend on Fortnite?
Yeah.
$225. But they meant to only spend $25, but that was a pill I was not swallowing. And I'll tell you right now, that was 5 years ago. He has never since then done anything like that. Every single thing is, Mom, may I please do this? Here we go.
If I took away Barrett's Fortnite, I think he would disown me. He might move out at 14 years old. It's like, I'm taking my PlayStation and I'm leaving.
You're the adult, man.
I don't know if I feel like the adult, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I had a dentist appointment yesterday. I have to go in pretty much every 3 to 6 months to get a gum scraping.
That sounds awful.
And it is that awful. I just have a lot of problems with my gums. In fact, yesterday when I was getting some updated x-rays, the woman that's doing the procedure, she's just looking at my x-rays. She's like, you know, your gums are just really interesting. They just do things that most gums don't do. She's like, see this, and this side is great, and this little thing is here is awful, and it's you're a case study.
You never want to have someone look at your x-ray and go, huh.
You're a case study.
That's not something we see every day.
Your gums are interesting. Yeah, so in fact, it's so bad, Dan, that they can't even do the procedure all at once. So they do half of your mouth on one visit, and then half of your mouth on the other visit. And so, you know, I just had it done about, it was probably about 3 weeks ago. And so it's already in your head, you know, how, maybe 2 weeks ago. It's already in your head of how awful it is. And it's fresh in your memory from just a couple of weeks ago. And so they put all this topical on, and then they get in there with the Frankenstein needles,
mm-hmm.
you know. And she kind of makes fun of that, too. She's like, why do they have to make these needles so intimidating? Why can't they be pretty and flowery and smaller? But they're not. They look like they're, you know, Dr. Frankenstein used them to make his monster. That's how big the needles
are. Well, it's not called a gum massage. It's a gum scraping.
It is. And so I had that done yesterday. It was just...
I would need the drugs. I'm like, you're going to have to put me out.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be a problem patient.
So I tried something for the first time yesterday. I brought my AirPods, and I got new ones from Lana for Christmas, and they are the ones that cut out the sound, which is pretty crazy technology. It just... You hear nothing when you put them in. Do you have a pair like that?
No, but
it's wild.
Not hearing the drill whirring would probably.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's what I thought was going to happen, but actually, that's not the. It does kill out all of the sound outside of the room, but the drills are in your mouth. They are in your body hole. So they are, in fact, can be heard through your ears inside.
So now there's just an echo chamber in your mouth.
So I'm listening to Business Wars with. Didn't quite do what I was expecting it to do.
A relaxing Tuesday.
Yeah, it was great. So after, you know, that procedure for an hour, I was just, you know, I went home and took some, you know, something to just for the pain a little bit. And then I tried to get like some sleep or something, and I couldn't. And then last night, I finally go to lay down at like 8 o'clock. And it's just been a long day. I had a lot of stuff I had to do on top of all of that, you know, my second job and all of that stuff. And so I go to lay down, and we lose power. In our house, in half of our power, or I guess we're having a brownout. A couple hundred people in Charlestown, or 2 million people. I have no idea. All I know is we were one of them. And so, like, the kitchen lights are not working, but the living room lights are working, and the cable's working.
I don't think I've ever experienced that. Every time I've lost power, it's been the whole house.
It's on or off. It's crazy.
That's weird.
In Barrett's bathroom, the three lights turned on, but they were like, it was like being in a horror movie. They were flickering on and off. Lana has, I put in one of those face mirrors for Lana a couple years ago. Do you know what those are?
No.
It's a big round mirror that has a circle light around it, and you mount it to the wall, and when she goes to do her makeup, she can pull it closer to her face. It's mm-hmm. like what you see at a makeup counter that gets...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she just loves it because she's always, you know... And that thing is flickering on and off now. And
so your house is The Shining.
It is. And so I go to bed, and I always have the fan on for white noise because Lana and Barrett go to bed after I do. So they're downstairs watching TV, playing with the dog, whatever. But I turn on the fan, I close the door, and I'm fine. Last night, the fan wasn't working. And so I can hear them downstairs. You know, it's only 8:30 or 8:45 or whatever it is.
Normal human being hours.
Right. I don't expect them to go to bed or be quiet or all that. But they are just have, I don't know what they're doing. They had a dance party, I get, I don't know. But
they're trying to enjoy the brownout, man.
They were just having a great time down there, and I could not go to sleep. And I couldn't charge my phone, and my phone was dying. So it's like on 2%. Nothing electrical is working in the bedroom, so I don't know how I'm going to set the alarm to get up for work this morning. And so I plugged my phone into the charger, just praying to God that the power was going to come back on at some point in the middle of the night. I don't think I got to bed till about midnight. And then at about 12:30, the power came back on. And when the power came back on, we had left the light switches on.
So your whole house is lit up like a hospital room.
Bedroom lights up, bathroom lights up. And my phone's making noises. I'm like, this is great. This is awesome. And then the alarm went off at like 4.
That's when you just take some melatonin early and just start over.
Yeah, I really...
Sometimes it's not your day.
I contemplated this morning not coming in. I was just like, all right, just get up. Just get up and get over. And then because I didn't know if my alarm was going to go off, I'd set 3 different alarms on my phone just in case my phone did charge. So then it starts going off earlier than I'm used to. And then when I'm in the shower, it's going off again, which I'm not used to. It's like, Atlanta's like, what the hell is going on in there? I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. Good morning, I love you.
I don't know what the hell I was supposed to do this morning if you didn't come in. Welcome to Dan and Friends.
Yeah, right. And then when I got
there
here.
There are no friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England Washington birthday sales event is here. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to JC from Boston.
JC, what is going on?
Good morning, Carson.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Is this JC, my friend JC?
Your friend JC.
What's up? I was just texting with JC yesterday, as a matter of fact.
No collusion here, though.
No collusion.
Well, now you're mortal enemies.
Yes. JC is wicked smart. I don't know if I like this or not.
Well, let's see if we can give away some of Sal's money.
All right.
JC, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, please leave the studio.
All right. Good luck, JC.
You too, buddy.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than apparently your buddy. You get $100. He doesn't have a record or a big board, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number 1. Johnny Cash was born today in 1932. Johnny Cash was known as the man in blank.
In black.
Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg cereal brand. Which Kellogg cereal has Toucan Sam as a mascot?
Fruit Loops.
A teaser for season 5 of You has dropped online. Who is the main character of the show, You?
Joe Goldberg.
You got someone in the car helping you out?
Yeah, my son, Charlie.
There you go. Tag team back again. Question number 4.
Exactly.
Due to high demand, the When We Were Young Festival featuring Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, and Avril Lavigne has added a second date. Which of those 3 acts sings the song, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies?
Panic at the Disco. Then I get the disco.
You're a smart kid, that, Charlie. At question number 5, Lionel Messi says it's flattering to be name-dropped in so many songs. He is widely considered to be the greatest soccer player of all time and even won the last World Cup for his country. Which country is that?
Argentina.
All right, let's get Carson Argentina. Back in the studio. Carson! He's looking at his phone. He's not paying attention. There we go. Oh, welcome God. Back. You're like just a butterfly floating through life.
I know. No, I was like,
shiny thing.
Move quickly. Sorry, got distracted in there.
So JC from Boston, who had a lot of help from his son, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
the brains of the operation, really.
Oh, yeah. He got most of them. Charlie's wicked smart.
They got 5 out of 5 correct.
No, that's not fair.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
that's unfair, Charlie. I thought we were guys. I thought we were boys, Charlie.
Tragic.
So, Carson, I am not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong, because some guy that usually sits here always goes, it adds to the suspense.
Okay.
So we'll find out if that's true.
All right. Let's do it.
Question number 1. Johnny Cash was born today in 1932. Johnny Cash was best known as the man in blank.
Black.
Ding. Dr. John. You don't get to insert dings. I am the captain now.
Sorry.
Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg cereal brand. Which Kellogg cereal has Toucan Sam as their mascot?
I was just pausing for dramatic effect. That's Fruit Loops, Dan.
I was going to say half your diet is cereal.
No, I know. I was just kidding.
Question number three. A teaser for season 5 of You has dropped online. What is the name of the main character of the show, You?
I don't know if I know the character's name or the actor's name. The only name I know is Joe Goldberg. And so I think that's the actor's name. I don't think that's the character's name.
We'll find out. Due to high demand, the When We Were Young festival featuring Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, and Avril Lavigne has added a second date. Which of those three acts sings the song, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies?
Panic at the Disco.
And question number 5. Lionel Messi says it's flattering to be name-dropped in so many songs. He is widely considered to be the greatest soccer player of all time and even won the last World Cup for his country. Mm-hmm. Which country is that?
Lionel Messi. See. Is it Portugal or Brazil? I think Portugal I'm going to go with.
All right, let's go through all your answers. You said Johnny Cash is known as the man in black. Mm-hmm. Ding.
Yep.
Fruit Loops, Toucan Sam, that is correct, 2-2. Mm-hmm. Who is the main character of You? You said Joe Goldberg.
Right.
That is correct.
Oh.
The actor's name is Penn Badgley.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Wow, what a guess.
Question number 4, you said Panic at the Disco. That is correct.
Yeah, I get the last one wrong.
And question number 5, which country is Lionel Messi from? You said Portugal.
Yeah. Brazil. Spain. France. United States of America. Canada. Mexico. Finland.
New Jersey.
Argentina.
Oh, man. Argentina. Oh.
Congratulations, JC and Charlie.
Oh, nice job, guys.
Charlie did all the work.
Oh, yeah. That is unfair. That is unfair.
You're going to get the $100 for defeating Carson.
Oh, that is so good. I'm going to get getting it. You all right over there, Dan?
I'm dying. Before I choke to death, Carson, is there anything you want to say?
Yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown. And I can't conquer JC or Charlie or the whole crew.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.